I was so excited that my brand new cousin was coming home. I got a bit concerned when Birch left too, but when all three came home together, I felt better. Uncle Star seemed to have some bandages on him, but nobody would say what happened, and it didn't seem to bother him much, so I guessed it was just some small mishap. But news travels fast. It was reported on the local station that Uncle Star and Aunt Sarah now had a kid, and how unusual it was because of the species difference. But that wasn't what really surprised me. You'd think that a birth would be something to celebrate, but they no sooner got home when we started getting some nasty things happening to us. Someone threw eggs at the house in the middle of the night and posted a sign that said mongrelizer on it. I asked Mom what it meant, and she said that it was a bad word and I should never use it. Other weird things would happen, like things going missing or our doorbell rung in the middle of the night. But it wasn't until something happened at school that I found out what was going on. And it wasn't good. I was at my locker getting ready for first period when someone passing by said,
"Mongrelizers."
I turned around, but nobody was there. So I went back to getting ready.
"Minglers."
"Excuse me, are you talking to me?"
"You're the kid with the half-blood, right?"
"If you're talking about my cousin, yes. But I don't like how you say it."
"You ain't supposed to, mongrelizer. You're dirtying up the species."
"Dirtying up?"
"Yeah. What is she? Some kind of freak?"
"Corona is not a freak.
She's a half-bear, half-lion. What's that make her, a Bryon?"
"Or a Lair."
"You better shut up!"
"Or what? You gonna make us?"
"If I have to."
"Aw, look at the cute little mongrelizer acting all tough."
"You gonna stop us, Mingler?"
"You and your stupid half-blood baby."
"That tears it!"
"And that is why I had to call you two in. I'm sorry if I interrupted anything, but I had to make sure someone would be able to escort him home."
"We understand."
"He can return after 3 days, but he'll have to make up all his assignments at home."
"We'll make sure he does. Thank you."
"Dipper, I'm very disappointed in you."
"Yes, ma'am, but they were making fun of Corona."
"That's no excuse. Tell him, Dan."
"Did you hit first?"
"Yeah, but they called me a mongrelizer."
"Never be the one to resort to violence first, Dipper. Sticks and stones."
"Dipper, I know names can hurt, but you can't fight someone just for calling you names. Or someone else, for that matter."
"Now, if they had pushed you or something, that would be different."
"Dan, don't encourage him."
"I wasn't."
We got home and I wanted to go see Corona. I mean, if I went through something like that and people were attacking our house, what's going to happen to her when she gets older? So, I decided to do what Uncle Star suggested. "Hi, Corona. I thought I would show you some of the stuff in my treasure chest. Birch told me to start this, and this box of stuff brings up some of my favorite memories. See this? I got this from a fan in Japan. Isn't it neat? It's made of paper, but folded to look just like me. And this I got from when I was in Jackson Hole. Isn't that cool? Oh, and this is my favorite. It's called a gyroscope. Just watch what happens when
Dipper, what are you doing?
I was showing my treasures to-
She could have choked on this. Who told you you could do this?
Uncle Star did.
Oh, I don't believe that for a second. When did he tell you that?
Right after you came. He said I should show her all the fun things.
Uh-oh. Sarah, Dipper is right. I did tell him that. But Dipper, I didn't mean right now. She's too young to understand.
I was just trying to be nice to her.
Dipper, I know what happened at school, and you want to try and help Corona, but right now she can't play with those. So please, take him out of the crib and—
Star, what's going on up there? I need to talk to you and Sarah about something.
Be right there. Come on, Sarah. Let him have some time with Corona. I think he needs it.
Well, all right. Just put the toys away, all right, Dipper?
Okay. I was just trying to show her something nice. This day is the worst day of my life. I try to defend her and I get in trouble. My parents yell at me and now my uncle gets mad at me just for trying to... Oh no. No. Shh. Don't start crying. Look. I'll stop crying. See, I'm smiling. Please stop crying. Don't stop your crying. It'll be all right. Just take my hand. Hold it tight. I will protect you from all around you. I will be here, don't you cry. For one so small, you seem so strong. My arms will hold you, keep you safe and warm. This bond between us can't be broken. I will be here, don't you cry. 'Cause you'll be in my heart. Yes, you'll be in my heart. From this day on, now and forevermore. You'll be in my heart, no matter what they say. You'll be here in my heart, always. Don't listen to them, 'cause what do they know? We need each other to have to hold. They'll see in time, I know. When people shout hatred, you must be strong. I may not be with you, but you've got to hold on. They'll see in time, I know. We'll show them together, 'cause you'll be in my heart. Yes, you'll be in my heart. From this day on, now and forevermore. Oh, you'll be in my heart, no matter what they say.